Hi, Dr. Wallace speaking. Now, look, one third of Australians are obese. It's a chronic disease with genetics playing a significant part. Obesity is a risk factor for developing diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and interestingly, 13 different cancers. Here's a list that's supplied by the Cancer Council for you to look at. Now, are you obese? Well, what's your BMI, body mass index? If that number BMI is over 30, you're in the obese category. And you need to be assessed and managed. Let's say, for instance, you are 180 centimeters tall. That's about 6 foot. Now, you convert the 180 centimeters into meters, that's 1.8. And say you weigh 96 kg, kilograms. Now, if you look at that little diagram where you can work out what these figures mean, you do the math. Say, put 96 on top, that's the weight, and 1.8, that's your height in meters squared. In other words, 1.8 times 1.8. On the bottom, the denominator of that equation. Now, once you use your calculator to work that out, 96 divided by 1.8 and 1.8 at the bottom, you get a figure of 29.6, which rounded out is 30. So 30 or more, remember, is the obese class. Okay, so what does that mean? We need to target your weight loss down to get it down up to 15% lower. We've got to maintain you on that reduced weight, so that you reduce the risk factors. And interestingly, as I say, those 13 cancers. Now, lifestyle includes diet management and also exercise. Whilst these are important, they're not the critical factors, they're not the only things that help. What's increasingly being used are these new weekly injectables, which can be self-administered by the patient with training. They're quite amazing, and in the right situation, they have dramatic results. So let's work out your BMI. We can help you with that if you can't, if you want better understanding. Abdominal girth is also a factor. I won't talk about that today. But if your BMI is 30 or over, you need to see us. And we'll work out an individual management program for you, which may include therapeutic agents as well. Thank you.